This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Most students who start at community colleges don't plan to end their education there. Nearly 80% of them say they intend to transfer to a four-year school and get a bachelor's degree. But less than 20% manage to actually do that within 6 years. This week, the Department of Education released for the first time national data on how colleges are serving or not serving those transfer students. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks at where the transfer system breaks down.
In 2021, Marissa Nicholson transferred from a community college in Wisconsin to a four-year public university in Texas, and she was pumped.
Just packed everything in my car and just drove down here.
Nicholson thought it would only be two more years of school before she got her bachelor's degree, but then she found out the majority of the courses she'd taken, including math and history, wouldn't transfer over.
The basic classes that I took were useless.
This experience is pretty common. The federal government estimates transfer students lose more than 40% of their credits on average when they move between schools. It's almost like students are going from one country, the community college, to another, the four-year institution. And the new one says, your money's no good here. We don't take those credits.
Sometimes you have a cultural reluctance to accept community college courses as being, you know, identical to what was taught at the university.
James Quall is undersecretary for the Department of Education. He says the data released this week shows that institutions need to talk to each other to say, yeah, this is what a freshman-level calculus class looks like, and we'll give credit to the student. Another issue, says John Fink with the Community College Research Center at Teachers College at Columbia, is that students and their advisors don't always know where they'll end up, which can make it hard to plan.
I think our conventional approach with transfer students, why we're getting these low outcomes is we'll just start taking courses at a community college and figure it out later.
All this costs students money and time. Again, Education Undersecretary James Quall.
The longer it takes for students to graduate, the greater chances that life gets in their way, something goes wrong.
And Quall points out the U.S. badly needs more of these students to complete their degrees so they can become the nurses and engineers and chemists we're going to need more of in the future. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.